I want to clarify something here in terms of people doing for Hashem's sake. You see, many times, unfortunately, we don't connect with Hashem when things are going great. Many times, unfortunately, when things are going our way, we say, Kolchi ve'otzem yodi. My power, my understanding, my manipulations, my negotiations, my wisdom, my intellect, my money, my influence, etc., etc., etc. A person can fool himself and think, Kolchi ve'otzem yodi asa sachay laza. I am the one that accomplished this great deal. Okay, I made it happen. And it's very, very hard many times when a person is living the life to think that it's really Hashem. But David HaMelech, King David said, Shir HaMalois, Mimamakim Koresicha Hashem. And many, many translate, Mimamakim, when you're down in the dumps. Mimamakim, when you're deep, deep down. When you are hurting. When things are not going your way. Many, many times, it's from that place. Koresicha Hashem, do I call Hashem? Unfortunately, a lot of times people are not aware of Hashem's presence till they are in the lion's den. Like they say, in the lion's den there is no atheist. A person could deny Hashem's involvement in his life and he doesn't see his creator in his daily sustenance. Doesn't see Hashem in his daily operation. He doesn't see Hashem in his daily survival. And only when Hashem sometimes knocks on the door and gives him a wake-up call does he then come, Koresicha Hashem. And we say that in Shir HaShirim, in the Song of Songs. I don't know, maybe I've mentioned this in a Shir in the past, that a father hasn't seen his son for a very, very long time and his grandchildren. He lets them know that he's coming to visit them. And he lets them know when he's arriving at the airport. And the day comes and the father arrives at the airport and there's nobody there waiting for him to get off the plane to greet him. He figures to himself, maybe there was a mistake, maybe they didn't get the flight right. He hops into a taxi and he gives the taxi driver the number and he gets to the house and he figures on the way to the house that probably, maybe they're waiting outside. He gets to the house, there's nothing going on outside. So he says, okay. Possibly maybe they forgot. So he climbs up the stairs, schleps his luggage. He knocks on the door and there's no answer on the door. Can't believe it. So he knocks harder and he knocks harder and he knocks harder and he knocks harder. There's no answer. He says, how could this be? It's not possible. He breaks the door down. Many times in our life, we forget about Hashem. And Hashem, because he wants to be close to his children, comes looking for us. When we don't open up the door for him, he knocks. He knocks and he knocks. And that's what Shir HaShirim says. Pischali rayosi tamosi. Open up for me. Let me in. So there is many, many ways that we can get close to Hashem. We can get close to Hashem voluntarily through our studying, through our introspection, through our thinking about Hashem, studying His creation, studying His holy Torah, which is the best way to get close to Hashem. Hafochba vafochba dekulba, everything is in the Torah, and the sanctity of the Torah allows us to get close to Hashem. But when we don't get close to Hashem, our Father in heaven doesn't desert us. So He comes calling on us and draws us in. Therefore, many times, you will see that people coming from a low place are closer to Hashem than people that were born into a good religious Jewish family and were raised that way. Repentant Jews, returning Jews, people who are Balei Tshuva. You see that when they join the Orthodox Jewish community, their dedication, their devotion to every single thing that they do is really beyond, sometimes much, much more than people that were raised that way. Because when you're coming from a low place, when you have had the chance to experience the falsehood of the world, when you were able to experience all the vanity and all the lies and all the baloney and all the fantasies and all the things in this Gentile world that really are meaningless, and then you come and you see the truth of a Jewish life, the truth of Torah, the truth of an Orthodox life, you embrace it with all your heart and all your soul, and you were able to get rid of all the congestion and all the static in your mind, and you were able to break it apart and actually be able to see right from wrong and truth from falsehood. You're able to cleave to the spirituality of Torah in a much stronger way than somebody that takes it for granted and doesn't see the contrast so much. That's why I'm saying these points, I'm bringing out that it's not a snap of the finger to serve Hashem, l'shem shamayim, just like that. It depends on a lot of factors. Einayim v'loy ro, aznayim v'loy shamu, eyes that don't see and ears that don't hear. And this is what we say in Hallel many times. So it requires a lot of ingredients to be cognizant every moment of our being and every moment of our life, that it's all Hashem. Ein od milvado. It's all Hashem. That's what we say in the prayers. Kol ha-neshama, the halal ka halaluka. Every neshama. The Gemara says, for every breath, we need to praise Hashem. Every breath, we need to praise Him. But you need to be cognizant. And then I go back to what I've said in many, many other classes. But if we are running on 100 miles an hour, and we have a list from the floor to the ceiling of what we're busy with in a day, and we're going through it, boom, 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 one thing after the other thing, we don't stop to contemplate, and we don't stop to think, we don't stop to consider, we don't stop to be mindful of what is really behind everything that's going on. Therefore, a lot of what we're talking boils down to being mindful. David HaMelech said, Mibsorai erze eloka, from my own physical body and my own physical existence, I'm able to know Hashem exists. People ask many times, prove to me that there is Hashem. And I say, I will prove it to you. You yourself are the greatest proof. Study your body during the day. Study the functionality. You woke up in the morning, overnight you were lying there like a dead man. Many people go to sleep, they don't wake up next morning. You lie down, you were dead to the world, exhausted, broken. You woke up in the morning and all of a sudden you're feeling refreshed and rejuvenated. That is to teach us Tchias HaMesim. That's to teach us, number one, that there is such a thing as resurrection of the dead. It's possible to go to sleep at night a dead man and wake up in the morning a live man. That's the whole concept of the seasons. Hashem goes ahead and He gives us a spring, that's a birth, and then we go through a fall, and then we go through the winter. And the winter, everything is dead. Then there is a rejuvenation of the spring. So this is a way for a Jew to come closer to Hashem. Now, when we say you have to thank Hashem for every breath, you've got to stop and think for a second. Okay, what does that mean? Now, the way to find out is to hold your breath. If you held your breath and you couldn't breathe, you'd come to discover Hashem. Many people who lose their breath and they have to go onto oxygen, understand what does that mean, every single breath. But when you're in the whirlwind of life, you're not thinking, Vayipach ba'apa of Nishmas Chaim, the Hashem blew into our nostrils, and a Shema of life. Who has time to even think about such a thing?